Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Welcome to Word Games. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Rebecca.
And we're about to get ready to do a word game. And this time, we're going commercial. That's right, we sold out, and we're not doing an original word game of our own invention. We're going to play a short run of the game Mad Gab. Rebecca, for people who may not be familiar with Mad Gab, can you explain how it works?
I hate how you always ask me to explain these games. Mad Gab is a... I'm not grabbing the box right now. It's not what you say. It's what you hear. Basically, someone is presented with a card that has a phrase written on it. However, it's more of a bizarrely phonetic phrase with, you know, spelled out in words that... I'm doing a really bad job explaining this.
Let's do an example. That'll make it easier to explain.
Okay. So basically, there's a phrase, and the phrase is theater district. And you present a card to the person that's supposed to guess, and they would see the hut herd is strict. If you say it fast enough, the hut herd is strict, it somehow manages to sound like theater district.
And you have to kind of play around with, like, the... pronunciation of the different parts of the phrase and like the emphasis on
things. Inflection and
and
some letters or words are more silent than others, so it's fun.
All right, so Rebecca's gonna go first. So the way we're gonna do this is Rebecca's gonna leave the room for a second, and I'm going to reveal to you, our loyal audience, what phrase she will be guessing, and then we'll bring her back in. I'll pause it so that there's not a big gap. You know, it'll seem, you know, through the magic of podcast editing, it'll seem instantaneous, but she'll come back in, and then we'll get started, and she'll guess the word. So,
heck yeah.
All right,
I'm about ready to leave right now.
Okay, so the word that Rebecca will be guessing, or the phrase, I should say, is a greedy man. A greedy man. All right, we'll bring her back in. Okay, Rebecca, are you ready?
I am ready.
Here is your phrase right here. Oh, and we have a timer. I don't know how long this timer is for. It might be for a minute. This is the one that came with the game. So, you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
So, the words I'm seeing are ache, redeem, and... A cruddy man. Is that wrong?
That's not correct. You're basically saying it.
Cruddy man.
Came pretty close.
Ache redeem man. Man has got to be a word in there.
Okay.
Man. A creedy. What's a creedy? Hello, I'm a creedy man.
That was very close.
I'm not hearing it. A creedy man. A creedy man.
You basically just said it.
A creedy man?
Well, you have to think a little looser, but
a greedy man.
Yep, you got it with time to spare.
Oh, sweet. I was worried, man. Man, it's so frustrating to, well, it's just frustrating, but it's fun.
All right, so now it's my turn, so I'm gonna leave the room, and then Rebecca is going to let you know what the word is, and we'll go from there.
All right, everybody. Stephen has left the room. It's just you and me now. I'm going to tell you the phrase he is trying to guess. He must guess afraid of the dark. So let's see how well he does. Come on back, Stephen. All right, Stephen is now putting back in his earphones. He is back. Stephen, here is the phrase, the top one there that you were trying to guess.
All right. So it looks like, do the timer.
Oh, here we go.
So half freight, tough deed arc. Half afraid of the dark.
Dang it!
something about saying it that slowly actually made it click into my head very easily. Maybe the trick is not to say it really fast, but to say it very slow and deliberately. All right. Well, since I got that so quickly, why don't I try to do another one? So I'm going to leave for a second, and then Rebecca will tell you what the phrase is, and then I'll come back. And if I get it again, then we'll know that I'm the master of Madagab, but we'll see.
All right, Stephen has left again. It is now just you and me. The phrase Stephen is trying to guess is Folger's coffee. So we'll see how well he does. Come on back, Stephen. All right, welcome back. Here is the phrase, the top one that you were trying to get.
Okay. Did you try to pick out like an extra hard one?
I mean, I looked at two cards and I thought it seemed challenging, but then I looked at the word you're trying to guess and I'm like, oh, he's probably gonna get it.
Okay, so timer's going. Full jazz coffee. Full jazz, so coffee, it must be coffee. No? Full jazz, oh, Folger's coffee.
Gosh, dang it! Oh my goodness, you're so good at this. Right.
Apparently I'm the
you're the reigning champ.
The Mad Gab champion. All right, well, I think that's enough for this time. We'll, if anybody's actually listening to this, let us know in the comments. Do we have comments? I don't think we have comments, but how you like this. We are going to start putting some videos up on YouTube. So if you just search for word games on YouTube, and it's just going to be like, it's not going to be actually video of ourselves talking, but it'll just be like the, I think they call it an audiogram, where it's like the little graph thing that ripples with like the sound waves.
It's very, very cool. You'll definitely want to check it out.
But if you check it out on YouTube, you can let us know in the comments what you think of this. Was it fun? And if so, maybe we'll do it again in a future episode.
I don't think that we should ever play this game again just to keep your title as reigning champion.
That's okay. I'm willing to put up the champion to the test.
Okay. I'll be training until then.
All right. Well, until next time, stay well.
Stay wiggles.
Stay wiggles.